Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
September, truck month, Moran Chevrolet, perfect time to elevate your tailgating game at Moran, number one selling Chevy dealer, and best game day start, the 26 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, lease one at Moran right now, $349 a month, 24 months, or the 26 Equinox LT, $279 a month, 36 months. Guys, they got the best deals in town, MoranExpress.com, or you can stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Monday Night Football. Ravens laying 5.5 against the Lions. Your total's 52.5, and I mentioned that because I think the total might be to play it a day there. But let's talk football here. What do you want to do? It's your team. I think the spread is very telling. They're trying to get you to get to the Lions there. They had to put a big number out there. I think look, if this game were December and I had Aleem McNeil and I had Marcus Davenport, and I had some of these other guys who are out right now, I could work my way. Hey, you want to give me 5.5 with the Lions? Let's get into a shootout. But it's not. And I think there's, from some people, not you, you're normal, there's an overreaction to beating Abilene Christian last week, a.k.a. the Bears. This is still a team that went on the road against the Pack and got dummied. I'd take Ravens, but I'm more interested in the over. 52.5, I could see this being a 31-24 kind of game.
So I think the Lions are more of the team from week two, but it's one of those things they have to show it against better teams than the team they played in week two. I just know week two felt familiar. That looked like the Lions team I've watched for the better part of the last 30 or so games.
Sure. Shout out to Dan Campbell. Guy hasn't lost back-to-back games since 2022. Yeah,
and I think you find out a little bit of what you're made of when you lose as bad as you do in week one, and I loved the response. You can call it cathartic or therapeutic. It's one of those, hey, we lost Ben Johnson. What's going to happen? And I trust the offense, which is why the under, we'll get to in a second, is a play for me. The over is a play.
Oh, my Atlanta. Okay.
Because I trust the offense. Stick with me here if I can get my thoughts straight.
Brother, the over. I've already done a four-hour radio show today. You're good.
The over. We'll get to it in a second because I do trust the Lions offense. But here's a problem in the game. Do I trust their defense? Do I trust a team that's not sure if they're going to have Marcus Davenport, one of only three edge players on the roster that anybody's ever heard of?
Correct.
That's an issue. Lamar with the 1-2 punch, him and Derrick Henry, I think they're going to put up a bunch of points on Detroit. And then Detroit may be in a position where Baltimore can pin their ears back. They got a ton of pressure through the first 2 weeks. The Lions O-line did struggle on the road communication-wise in week one.
There you go.
It's not a play I need to make. I'd lean Ravens. I'd play the over, because all the bet data supports the kind of game that you and I are looking at here.
I'm going to play the over. I'm in on the over, and I have the Ravens under heavy consideration. Like, again, if the game were in December, I'd be like, nah, give me the points. Let's go on the road. Dan Campbell's wearing his winter hat. We're going to be okay. Dude, I just don't. And again, if Davenport doesn't play, that's big in the run game. You know, we make fun of Marcus Davenport, but that still is a 6'7", 280-pound guy. You don't have him as the edge setter. You don't have Josh Pascal. You don't have Onsarike. You don't have Aleem McNeil. You look at it and you go, okay, this is also a very physical football game. I don't know, man. So, yeah, I'm on the over with you. I'll walk that aisle with you, but I'm probably
going to that up for people because it's 52.5, and you might be thinking, are these two jackasses betting into a big number? One of the mottos on the podcast is when they go high, we go higher. And I loved seeing 10% of bets on the over making up 72% of the money. Some of these services out there, it looks like it's big money and sharp money on the over in this game, and it supports the eye test. I trust the Lions offense. I trust Baltimore's offense. Both defenses have been shaky. Baltimore was giving it up in week one. Baltimore's had a propensity to give up big leads going back the last couple years, and we know Detroit's offense just got a jolt in week two, so I love the over.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing, too, if the Lions are down late, they ain't going to stop.
Nope.
They'll bring in Tesla to catch a ball off his nutsack. Touchdown. Has any player in the history of football had two more impressive first two receptions of their career than Isaac Tesla?
It's incredible.
Holy shit. Here's your two catches. Highlight reel complete. Gold jacket. Canton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.